after breakfast. Feeling a fraud, he walked 3 blocks, turned to the right, walked 4 more, and came to a park he'd glimpsed the day before. Here he could work on his whirligig undetected by the other guests.
I guess Brent has a way to go before he can enjoy life again without constantly being consumed by guilt about Leah. When he says he feels like a fraud, I think it's because he hasn't told anyone about what happened. That makes Brent feel like he's tricking people. They think he's just an innocent teenage boy traveling around for fun like the other people at the hostel. Brent knows that's not true, but he isn't ready to tell anyone about the crash. Brent doesn't yet realize everything that we've noticed about him, how much he's changed for the better since his journey began. I think I understand why Brent's chapters are told by a narrator instead of by Brent himself. It allows the author to reveal things about Brent that Brent himself doesn't understand. Let's keep reading. We're on the 5th line on page 73 where it says, "He claimed a picnic table."
He claimed a picnic table, laid out his tools like a surgeon, and flipped through his book. He made up his mind to vault ahead from the simplest style he'd built in Washington and decided on the spouting whale, operated by a propeller and rods. The book's previous owner had been there before him, leaving penciled annotations like footprints. The sight of them cheered Brent. He sketched the whale on wood, erased, revised, then realized Leah wasn't in it. He considered giving the whale her face, then painting her in its belly as Jonah, then looked through the book, saw a design with a mermaid, and decided to change its hair to black and transpose it to the top of the spout. He didn't know what had given him the nerve to try such an ambitious project. The sunny morning made anything seem possible. By dinner time, not even close to half finished, he felt like a gasping marathon runner, wondering why he'd made himself do it. The whirligig ended up taking 3 days spent in trying to balance propeller blades, bending rods, threading rods, wasting wood, starting over, walking 1.5 miles to a hardware store for supplies and advice. He learned the hard way to paint in the morning so that the surfaces would be dry by the time he packed up at the end of the day. He swore at the book,